Manish Chopra served as Chief Technology Officer in the Obama administration and was Virginia's Secretary of Technology before that. He promotes creative thinking, and that's what led him to review the governor's own standards for writing state regulations.
Governor McDonald has said that if a regulation is disproportionately impacting small businesses, and all 20 of the Virginia clinics are small businesses classified under our state law, then he commands his regulatory bodies to exhaustively review alternatives. And to make it easier, he actually provided a list of the kinds of alternatives he would encourage them to adopt.
The one that caught Chopra's eye was called the informed disclosure alternative.
If, in fact, there is a standard, in this case, the clinics have to meet certain high hospital standards, but they do not meet them today, rather than shut down the clinics, the informed disclosure alternative would say, you must make sure that patients who seek care in your clinics are informed that you don't meet these new standards.
Chopra also calls on the Board of Health to consider another statement issued by the McDonnell administration.
In November of this past year, the governor published the cost-benefit analysis for these TRAP regulations. And it says, and I quote, there is insufficient data to accurately compare the magnitude of the benefits versus the costs.
If we don't have those numbers, Chopra says, it's too soon to pass any regulations. The Board of Health meets Friday at 9 to again hear from the public and vote one last time on the new rules. They would then go to the Attorney General and the Governor for final sign-off. I'm Sandy Houseman.